This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says that all social media platforms operating in Nepal must follow the country's laws. As many as 600 containers carrying vegetables and fruits stuck at Nepal-China Friendship Bridge due to landslide-triggered disruption along the Kodari Highway. And at least 46 people killed after flash floods struck a remote village in Indian-administered Kashmir. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced that all social media platforms operating in Nepal must follow the country's laws. Speaking at the Digital Nepal Conclave 2025, organized by the ICT Foundation in Lalitpur, he emphasized that social media companies need to register, pay taxes, and meet legal responsibilities. Prime Minister Oli revealed he has instructed the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology to enforce these regulations. He stressed that the government must be aware of all information technology transactions in the country. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to supporting the growth of this sector, encouraging both local and foreign investment, and standing with businesses to boost confidence. Prime Minister Oli highlighted the rapid rise of information technology, sharing how elderly women in remote Rukum village used Facebook during his Pushpalal Midhill Highway trip. He noted Nepal's potential for digital technology and green energy, urging the use of artificial intelligence to drive development and prosperity. He mentioned that over 150,000 students benefited from last year's online SEE teaching program, improving results. Prime Minister Oli called for using mobile technology for education and development, at the same time protecting the children. He added that the government recently passed an AI policy to transform development through technology. Prime Minister Oli affirmed the government's focus on stability, good governance, and using information technology for development, promising to encourage private sector. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed officials to work actively to achieve the current fiscal year's budget goals. Speaking at the Ministry-level Development Programme Resolution Committee meeting in Kathmandu today, he emphasized that the realistic budget targets for economic growth, capital expenditure and revenue collection require immediate and dedicated effort. Finance Minister Paudel stressed the need to change work practices as average efforts would not meet the targets. He urged officials to focus on solutions and results rather than getting stuck on problems. He highlighted that ordinances, policies and programs have been introduced to boost private sector confidence, calling for further study and search on the issue. Sivaraj Adhikari, the Vice Chair of the National Planning Commission, noted that while economic indicators are positive, building economic confidence in both private and public sectors remained essential. Similarly, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Bishwanath Paudel emphasized that with low interest rates, the government must take bold steps in key areas to energize the economy. Likewise, Finance Secretary Ghanashyam Upadhyay said past targets and results call for self-reflection and focused work. Revenue Secretary Dinesh Kumar Ghimire stressed that swift action is needed to meet program goals, pointing out to the need for better revenue administration. Syam Prasad Bhandari, who is the head of the Finance Ministry's Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Division, said economic indicators are positive and that the coordination and facilitation will be prioritized. Meeting participants agreed that addressing program challenges quickly could lead to better outcomes. As many as 600 containers carrying vegetables and fruits have been stuck at the Nepal-China Friendship Bridge due to a landslide-triggered disruption along the Kodari Highway. It has been 12 days since landslide debris blocked the way at Iku in Phottekosi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Sindhupalchok District. Chairperson of Nepal Truck Container Transportation Service, Arjun Sapkota, told the national news agency RSS that it has been difficult for vehicular movement and pedestrians' mobility as the landslide debris has not been cleared off. A landslide has spread the debris to almost 2 kilometers. He informed that efforts are underway to pass the container goods by mobilizing porters. He criticized the government's sluggish efforts for debris removal. Meanwhile, Chief of the Charikot-based Road Division Office, Amit Kumar Shrestha, said that the incessant flow of mud has caused road disruption while expressing the commitment to open the road after clearing the debris. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 46 people have been killed after a flash flood struck a remote village in Indian-administered Kashmir, where hundreds of Hindu pilgrims had gathered en route to a prominent Himalayan shrine. According to the BBC, the disaster occurred in the village of Choshiti, located in the Kishtwar district, which lies along a major pilgrimage route. Officials said the floods were triggered by a cloudburst unleashing torrential waters that swept through the settlement with devastating force. Authorities reported that dozens of pilgrims have been safely evacuated, but at least 50 people remain missing. A large-scale rescue operation is underway, though officials say efforts are being hampered by difficult terrain and poor weather conditions. Federal Minister Jitendra Singh, who represents Jammu and Kashmir in Parliament, described the cloudburst as massive in scale and noted that access to the site has been severely restricted after roads were washed away. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolences, and assured that every possible assistance would be provided to those affected by the tragedy. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to hold a highly anticipated meeting in Alaska today, marking their first one-on-one meeting in 6 years. The meeting comes amid continued conflict in Ukraine, with both leaders expected to discuss possible steps toward a ceasefire. According to the BBC, ahead of the summit, President Trump said that Putin would not attempt to challenge him, claiming that if he were not in office, Putin would likely prefer to take control of all of Ukraine. He stated that as long as he was the president, Putin would not act aggressively. Trump also remarked that he would be able to determine within the first few minutes whether the meeting would be productive and suggested it would end quickly if it was not. He explained that his goal for the talks was to lay the groundwork for a future meeting that would involve Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as well. Speaking earlier to Fox News Radio, Trump said that if the Alaska meeting went well, he would contact Zelensky to arrange a three-way summit. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Sudhir Paschim province along with the hilly regions and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says that all social media platforms operating in Nepal must follow the country's laws. As many as 600 containers carrying vegetables and fruits stuck at Nepal-China Friendship Bridge due to landslide-triggered disruption along the Kodari Highway. And at least 46 people killed after flash floods struck a remote village in Indian-administered Kashmir. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.